Shalom Avrocha, we're continuing a new week of life, new week of Nisyonis. We were reading the Psukim from the Mizmor of Lamed Zayin. David HaMelech says, that to put our bitochen Hashem, that will give us quality of life. We'll be able to enjoy life by the fact that we focus and the fact that we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And to put ourselves in Hashem's hand, He will take care of things. Next pasuk is, Doim LaShem V'Hizchoy L'Eloy Al Tizchar V'Matzliach Darko B'Ish Oysem Mezimois. Sometimes there are evil people that are doing things to us. David HaMelech says two things. Doim LaShem. Doim means be quiet. Sometimes a person thinks that I have to make home machalikas out of all kinds of different issues. And the Chazal teach us, based on this posik, that the best thing to do is to avoid machalikas. Even if the other person is attacking you, avoid confrontation. And by refraining from doing so, you're putting yourselves in Hashem's hands. And it says, Hashem will take care of the issue. He'll make sure the person does not damage you. Understandably, there are situations that there's a need to even go to war, which is happening now. We're talking about many interpersonal situations that can flare up. And the best thing that we can do in such a situation is, Rabbatan Hashem, is to, as much as possible, avoid machalikas, avoid conflict, whether it's in the house, in the family, with neighbors, or community things, whatever it is, very important thing. I remember Rav Steinman told me once that he never saw anybody gain from machalikas. It looks that the other person is doing all kind of bad things, and sometimes there's a L'Shem Shemayim involved in it. I have to stick up L'Shem Shemayim. L'Shem Shemayim, do what David HaMelech said. Just do good things. If you put your bitoch in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the biggest protection. That rouses the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of the people that are causing problems. The second half of the pasuk is the flip side of that. Sometimes you see a person who's not behaving properly and he's being very matzliach. And people are bothered by that. And he said, "Al tischar b'matzliach darko." Don't be jealous of the ones that are not behaving properly or being matzliach. How could it be? Etc. etc. If a person sees the bigger picture, you will see that everything could be, and l'maisa, the ones that are doing the Ratzon Hashem end up in the long term good, and the ones that are not, they may have short term things that look good, but it doesn't last. That's a goal in life, to be involved in things that last, things that are permanent, things that are eternal. And that's what life is all about. That prevents us from machlokes. Because if the person thinks, once again, okay, right now it looks like you'll have some immediate gain by doing this, fighting back. But if he looks at the bigger picture, what do I have to gain over here? And realize that by controlling myself, I'm doing a tremendous act of avodas Hashem. I'm going against my nature to do what Hashem wants, to avoid confrontation, avoid animosity. And then Hashem brings the Yad HaShemayim. The same thing about the half. We see a Rosh being matzliach. You'll see. You don't have to be excited about it or upset about it. Everybody has their time, and their time finishes. And we who look at things in the right fashion, we'll have the eternal goodness. That's all these things on the Siyonis for Hashem, for us to show Him and show ourselves that we have things right. We realize what are the true lasting values and what are the things that are just transients that go by. We're now in the world situation. They're bringing Israel to court. The atrocities that Israel is doing, etc. This is all part of things we have to go through, part of Golus. something we could take out of it is to appreciate that we are in Golus. Sometimes we feel too comfortable in Golus, and we don't daven enough. We don't do Ma'asim Tovim enough to get ourselves out of the Golus. So instead of just being frustrated and talking about how bad the Goyim are and how this and that and unfair, that's what Goyim are. But the message for us is to realize that we're in Golus, and the goal of getting out of the Golus is turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we did when we were in Mitzrayim, and that's what Mi'ez Hashem we are doing, it, and we have to strengthen by ourselves. Focus on the fact that we are the exalted nation that's close to Hashem, and take advantage of that. Not get involved and not get upset about all kinds of things that don't have to upset us, not to waste our time on things that waste our time, but to do things that really make a difference for us and for Klal Yisrael. We should be zeicher to see Yeshua's b'meir v'yameinu.